I know what you're picturing here. Wide open spaces, cowboys, saloons. Well, get in that world and you will understand what inspired Ramin Djawadi.
The Magnificent Seven was the movie when I heard that music, I realized, wow, I want to become a film composer.
I feel like we should both be on horseback. What was speaking to you in the Magnificent Seven music?
There was something about the U.S. I just loved the country and all these Western movies that were coming from there. But the score itself was so memorable. You would turn the movie off and those melodies would stick with you. And it's something I love about movie scores, that when you leave the theater, you can still hum the themes and relive the movie just saw without even watching it. It's just the music that lives on its own.
Yeah, I feel like I hum the Star Wars theme or Raiders of the Lost Ark, one of them every day of my childhood.
Exactly, yeah. No, same for me.
Now, childhood for Ramin was in Germany. His father immigrated there from Iran and met Ramin's mother. Ramin was 4 years old when he started playing the organ. He could barely reach the pedals. But from there, he rode off into a career composing music for movies and TV. He has been working on something that maybe some of you might recognize. Yeah, the theme to Game of Thrones, maybe the most recognized song on TV right now, is Ramin's handiwork. It's medieval fantasy, it's of course also dragons, and as if composing this music for a smash HBO series wasn't enough, Ramin is now taking his show on the road for the Game of Thrones live concert experience. There's an 80-piece orchestra, a choir, a 360-degree stage, a whole lot of fire. Ramin is the conductor, and maybe soon he'll be coming to your town.
Winter is coming.
So I was wondering if it takes a different kind of musician to compose music for television.
Yes and no. I think a melody is a melody. And the way I usually start is I start writing my themes without even writing to picture, to just try to find the tone for the movie or the TV show.
Really? What do you know about it but when you start, if you haven't seen anything?
Many times it's just based on conversations with the director or the producer, or I read the script, or I watch it. If I have some rough cut in front of me, I'll just watch it once. But then I just let it run in the background, and I'll just start writing. And then once you have that, then you can apply it to a picture, because certainly the length of the pieces and what it has to do dramatically changes from piece to piece. So then you really have to go in and then fine-tune your melodies and emotions to what is needed in the scene.
So you have these early conversations. You come up with like a general feel of what a score is going to be, and then you start fine-tuning and fine-tuning as you see the images and get to know the characters. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. In case with Game of Thrones, before I started writing, I sat down with David and Dan, and we just talked about the tone of the show and just listened to what their vision was.
These were the producers, and you were listening to what they had planned.
Correct. It's a collaboration. So you work with them, and they say, we really like this instrument. Do you think you can make this work? We like the violin. Can you like that? We don't like this. All that information helps me, and then I go in and actually turn that into music and then go from there.
What's an example of something they might have told you as you were collaborating that way?
One thing we always laugh about was that they said, we don't want any flutes. So I knew that was an instrument that should stay.
There was a no flute rule for
Game of Thrones?
There was a
no flute rule. Just because stylistically, it was something that had we felt was used in that genre before, and we just felt like we wanted our score to be different.
Like The Hobbit or shows like that. I mean, you would hear the flute a lot.
Mm-hmm. So we knew we wanted to have our own tone for the show. And then the big instrument that actually we came up with was the cello. It has a big range, it can play really low, it can play high, and it has a dark sound. In Game of Thrones, obviously, it's a dark show, and mm-hmm. The cello became the featured instrument.
You ever go to those guys and you say, guys, I know there's a rule, but I think the flute would really be good for this one?
I've snuck it in a couple of times, and then they would say, Ramin, do we hear flute in there? I think it's in there, but okay, you made it work.
No, that's not flute. No, it's not flute at all. That's not a flute. That is definitely not a flute.
Right.
Oh, that's really funny. As we were getting settled in the studio, you were telling me that sometimes ideas strike you at the weirdest hours. Well, what does that look like? Do you, like, sneak out of bed and start recording something, or what goes on?
Yeah, I used to just scribble things on a piece of paper whenever an idea would came to mind. Now with cell phones, it definitely has gotten a lot easier because I can just take it out and I'll just sing into my phone.
You sing?
Yeah.
Sneak into the bathroom or something?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because sometimes I just wake up, usually at night, actually, at night or first thing in the morning, that's when I have ideas because it's quiet and I got my phone, sneak into the bathroom so I don't wake up my wife. And
what do you do? Are you humming or what exactly?
Anything, humming. Sometimes I whistle. The main title theme, for example, for Game of Thrones, I was humming in my car after I saw the visuals. And as I was driving back to the studio, I had the idea to the theme. So this dum-bum-bum-bum-bum-da-da-dum-dum, that idea came up as I was driving back to the studio.
Wait a minute. You were in your car humming what has become one of the most iconic themes on television right now.
Yeah, it's just that little melody that just, it can just come any time.
Okay, so you have liked Westerns since your childhood. I wanted to just play a score from a Western. You probably recognize this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is you. This is the HBO hit Westworld, the weird futuristic Western. Are you living the dream? I mean, I think back to your love of Westerns.
Absolutely living my dream, yeah. My wife always jokes this. I'm a big kid, playing in the studio and coming up with melodies and sounds, and I wouldn't know any other way because I just have music in my head all the time and I just love it.
I kind of want to follow you out of our studio, and if you start humming, I'm going to be like, this could be, God knows what this could become. Ramin, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Ramin Djawadi. He composed the musical scores for both Westworld and Game of Thrones. And this spring, he is taking his music on the road with the Game of Thrones live concert experience.